the empire.
神的主权一干预的时候,
when the sovereignty of God comes in,
历史就改善了,
history will change. No one can be against God. No one can be opposing God
successfully.
Because God is God, and we are human beings.
这是先知的神与人中间所讲的话,
and this is the role that the prophets play between God and man.
必须要,
fourthly,
先知讲话的内容把神的应许带出来了。
The prophets give us the promise of God.
神不但这个击打你们,
not only will God punish you,
神也有医治你们,
God will heal you.
神不但审判人,
not only God will God judge you,
神也要赦免人,
God will also forgive us.
神不但这个定你的罪,
not only will God judge us,
神应许他要赦免你的罪,
but God will forgive our sins.
神不但把咒诅带到人间,
not only will God give us curses,
神还把救赎的恩典临到人间,
He will give us the grace of salvation.
这个积极性的应许也带出来了,
so all these active promises are given to us.
先知传讲信息, 带神讲话的第四个内容,
this is the fourth point of contents of the prophets.
圣经里面充满应许,
and there are all kinds of promises in the Bible.
先接着先知小语人,
and God spoke through the prophets.
先知照着神的话传讲出来,
and the prophets spoke off the word of God.
就成了人类的盼望,
and this became the hope of man.
上帝的恩典,
that the grace of God,
有神的膏抹,
the anointing of God,
有神的应许,
the promises of God,
使得我们可以面向新天新地, 有盼望的活下去,
so that we can look at new heaven and earth and has hope for tomorrow.
第五样,
fifthly,
先知讲到的内容是什么呢?
What is the fifth content?
先知讲到的内容就是把宇宙的奥秘把它传讲出来。
The fifth content is the mystery of the cosmos.
所以我们看见了最终, 这个世界又怎么样了结?
We see how the world will end.
撒旦怎么样嚣张, 最后又怎么样灭亡?
How Satan will finally be destroyed.
最后怎么样猖獗, 最终又做怎么样的审判?
And what kind of judgment will come upon him?
所以这个就把一个整个宇宙的 drama, the cosmic drama, exposed to us.
And this shows us the entire cosmic drama and the mystery of the
cosmos.
So when we walk in the journey of life, because of the words of the prophet, although our processes have not ended, with the eyes of faith, we can see how God will lead the entire universe. This sort of wisdom, and this mystery can only be found in the word of God. Thanks be to God. There is lots of contents in the prophets. What is the greatest of them all? The prophets prophesied that Jesus Christ will come to be the Savior. This is the greatest of all prophecies. So the messages of the prophets, the functions of the prophets, at its climax,
就是叫世界上的人听这一句话, 看啊, 上帝的羔羊,
is this word, behold the Lamb of God, the person who will come to take away our sins.
全本旧约的圣经, 继续在进展到最后, 所以要指出来的一个人,
this is the final person that the entire Old Testament is pointing to us.
他羔羊, 让这个摩西的时候人看作同蛇, 他们的病在这一致, 在基督的身上, 我们看见耶稣钉在十字架上,
just as people were healed when they gazed upon the serpent of Moses, our sins will be forgiven by Jesus Christ.
对整个旧约的先知,
so all the Old Testament prophets,
完整的言语,
all that they have said, in the end bring us towards Jesus Christ.
希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们,
so Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 tells us,
古时上帝多方多次借着先知对我们的列祖晓谕,
in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways,
却在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕了我们,
but in the last days He has spoken to us by His Son.
所以特殊启示的先知内容, 到了耶稣基督来临的时候就进到最高峰的地步。
So in the specific revelation, the climax is found in Jesus Christ.
第二大点,
the second big point,
先知讲道的, 他们的精神是怎么样的?
What is the spirit of their messages?
先知是凭着神的权威讲话。
They spoke based on the authority of God.
所以先知们, 他们是忠于神的呼召。
and the prophets are faithful to the calling of God. Not a single prophet is confused about the calling. They clearly knew that God called them from His throne. That God has sanctified them. God has given them great responsibility. And God wants them to preach the gospel. So the prophets came out to preach. They came because of the calling of God. Secondly, they were moved by the Spirit of God before they preached. So when the Spirit of God is upon them, when the moving of God was upon them, the prophets spoke. The clearest example is Jeremiah. He says, if I were to shut up my mouth, the word of God will be like a fire that has been suppressed. Who can suppress fire? Do you use paper to wrap it up? And the fire will consume the paper. You use a piece of cloth. The fire will consume it. You use wood. The fire will consume it. What about iron? But iron can be melted by fire as well. What about ceramics? But it will also melt when the fire reaches 3,000 over degrees. So the word of God is in the heart of the prophets. Just like this. So when the word of God comes, the Holy Spirit moves. There is no way you can suppress it. If I keep my mouth shut, it's like fire right inside my heart. So when the prophets preach, they preach with the spirit of the calling of God. When the prophets spoke, they spoke because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When the prophets spoke, they spoke because of the fire that came from heaven. When the prophets spoke, they spoke by the power of the word of God. God used His word and put it upon their lips. And they spoke of the spirit of the word of God. Because He is not speaking like men. They were speaking the word of God. Not a single word of God is without power. And the word of God was preached steadfastly by the prophets. Thanks be to God. All the prophets, they all had such nature. They all had such spirit. They were preaching courageously. When the prophets spoke, they were not concerned about themselves. They were not worried about their own safety. They are not talking about their own health. They only see that they must be obedient to the will of God. I must preach the word of God. So when the prophets preach, the people can see the majesty of God. But the enemies of God will think that it's disgusting. But the last spirit of the prophet is the spirit of courageousness until death. They are not worried about their personal safety. When the prophet spoke against the king, when the prophet spoke of sin, when the prophet spoke of the injustice of the society, they were not compromising. They were only concerned with the joy of God. They were not worried about their own safety. John the Baptist spoke to King Herod. You have committed adultery because you married your brother's wife. How can a royalty be scolded by a person that is a commoner? So the king used his political power and arrested him. In the end, chopped off his head. But despite the fact that he has to die, the word of God cannot be compromised.
这是先知的精神.
This is the spirit of the prophet.
今天需要先知的功能.
We need the functioning of the prophets today.
因为我们需要先知的精神.
We need the spirit of the prophets today.
否则的教会里面的坏的变成了好的，好的变成了坏.
Or in the church, everything will be upside down.
今天的印尼需要先知的言语.
In Indonesia, we need the words of the prophets.
有人要勇敢出来讲话.
Somebody must stand up courageously to speak.
上一个礼拜里面,
Last week,
Suharto 被宣布没有错了.
Suharto was considered
所以停止调查他的钱的.
As innocent.
他最贪心的孩子, Tommy, 被认为没有犯法.
And the son that is most corrupted was given innocent.
所以释放了.
And he was released.
另外一个好好,
Whereas a good businessman went to jail instead.
应当自由地被释放, 应当释放, 应当关起来被释放出来.
Those that ought to be jailed was released instead. This is something that is upside down.
我们需要先知,
we need a prophet.
需要不顾自己生命讲话的人,
a person who is not worried about his safety and speak.
这就是神的话透过这些人传讲出来,
and this is the example that we can see when the word of God was preached. Thanks be to God.
古时上帝借着先知晓谕我们的列祖.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
这里像 spoke, 已经过去了.
These words are in past tense.
现在在借着他的儿子要对我们讲一些成全的话语出来.
But in the last day, he has spoken to his son through his son.
希伯来书第一章,
so first chapter of Hebrews.
神的启示分成两个范围.
Already show us that there are two areas in the revelation. And general revelation and specific revelation. Firstly, in specific revelation, all the words spoken by the prophet. Secondly, the words spoken by his only son. Why was Jesus as one person compared to the rest of the prophets? The author of Hebrews was very clear. The Jewish people were very proud that their ancestors had a lot of prophets. So the author of Hebrews wanted to tell them, the greatest of all revelation is to be found in Jesus Christ. The completed revelation can only be found in Jesus Christ after all the prophets have spoken. In the Muslim faith, Jesus is only one of the six major prophets. And after Jesus, there is a greater prophet which is Muhammad. So Jesus is considered as one of the many prophets. One of the six. And he's not the greatest.
最大的先知也是最后一个先知叫做穆罕默德.
And the greatest and the last is Muhammad.
他就这样高举穆罕默德的副作用, 贬低了基督的位分.
And in so doing, they elevated Muhammad and lowered down Jesus Christ.
希伯来书的作者刚好反过来.
But the author of Hebrew did it the other way around.
在这本书第一句开宗明义, 耶稣是超过所有的先知的.
From the very first verse, we see that Jesus Christ is beyond all prophets.
所以我们这个讲座今天的最后一段要看到基督是怎样把上帝的话带出来.
The last portion of today's seminar was to show us how did Jesus bring about the word of God.
基督和先知们所讲的话不同在哪里呢?
What is the difference between the words spoken by Christ and the other prophets?
本质上完全不一样的.
There is a very different in essence.
为什么呢?
Why do I say that?
这些先知都是按照上帝形象的被造者.
Because the prophets are people who are created in the image of God.
耶稣基督就是上帝形象的本身.
Whereas Jesus Christ is God himself.
所以等次不一样的.
So there is a different status.
All prophets are created after the image and the likeness of God.
所有的先知是照着上帝的形象所造的.
Jesus Christ is the image and likeness of God himself.
耶稣基督是上帝的本体.
所以所有被造的人就是按照基督的那个形象而被造的.
So all created beings are created in the image of Christ.
耶稣不但是形象样式的本体.
Not only was Jesus the source of the image.
耶稣是创造者.
Jesus Christ was the creator.
本质是不一样的.
So in status is completely different.
第二样,
secondly,
所有的先知
All prophets spoke by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ is the person who sends off the Spirit of God. So again, big difference.
第三讲,
Thirdly,
先知领受上帝的话是要来指着耶稣基督说出预言都应许给世界上。
The prophets receive the word of God so that they can point towards Jesus Christ.
他们讲论有关耶稣的事。
So they spoke about Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是那被讲论的弥赛亚自身在人间的显现。
But Jesus Christ is the object of their discussion, the Messiah himself.
这是不一样的。
So again, big difference.
第四个层次,
Fourthly,
先知所讲的是上帝的道。
The prophet spoke of the word of God.
耶稣呢就是道的本身。
But Jesus Christ is the word of God.
耶稣自己来讲道的时候,
So when Jesus Christ was here,
他不像先知做媒介。
He was not like the prophets who were a medium.
But
he himself is a self-revelation of God himself.
所以先知们说,
so the prophets say, God, Jehovah said this.
耶稣不必说,
and Jesus Christ did not use words like that.
他就说,
he said, I said this.
你们听见人有这样话, 只是我告诉你, 他就我说,
he just said, I say this to you.
他就是道的本体,
because he is the word himself.
所以是完全不一样,
so it's completely different.
基督就是神要对人讲话的最高启示具体的一个表现。
Jesus Christ is the complete revelation of God physically among us.
在基督身上所发生的一切事，在他生活里面所做的一切事， 就是神要向人启示的最高峰的真理。
Everything that happened to Jesus in his life, everything that happened to him physically is the greatest revelation that God has for us.
耶稣基督与众先知不同的地方在哪里？
So where is the difference between Jesus Christ and the prophets?
他是先知的先知。
He is the prophet of the prophets.
他是万先知的先知。
He is the prophet of the thousands of prophets.
我们通常知道耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
We always say Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
今天我们要扩张我们信仰的境界。
We want to expand our vision.
认识了耶稣基督是万王之王，万主之主，耶稣是万先知之先知。
And Jesus not only is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He is the prophet of all the prophets.
耶稣基督是万祭司之祭司。
He is the priest of all the priests.
Jesus is the King of Kings. The prophet of prophets is the priest of priests.
他是万王之王，他是祭司的祭司。感谢上帝。 Thanks be to God.
所以先知们指着他。
So all the prophets pointed towards him.
叫人听他。
So that we will listen to him.
他自己来的时候。
When he himself came.
他就说你们要听我。
And he said, you have to listen to me now.
先知叫人复活的时候。
When the prophets resurrected the person.
他就带祷。
They had to pray.
耶和华,
they asked Jehovah God, may the spirit of you come upon this child.
耶稣不需要,
Jesus did not do that.
他本身就是神,
because he himself is God.
所以我们接下去最要讲的耶稣的话的七个本性。
Let us look at the seven nature of the words of Jesus.
基督的言论,
the words of Jesus.
有七个本性,
there are seven different natures.
所以所有的先知不一样,
that he marketed away from all the prophets.
超越性的,
that is transcend our prophets. What is the seven
nations?
Firstly, the word of God, the word of Jesus came from God.
先知的话是天上的，你感动他们，他们在地上听见天上的话讲出来的。
Whereas the prophet's words are inspired by the word of God.
所以圣经特别用一个名词来描写耶稣的话语。
So the Bible used a special term to describe the word of
Jesus. 从天上来的讲天上的话。
Those that came from heaven speak of heaven.
父也把万有交在他的手里,
and God has given everything to the Son.
从地上来的讲地上的话,
whereas those that are from the earth speak of the earth.
耶稣基督不需要用人的身份来向上帝求才得着神的恩典。
Jesus need not plead like a man towards God to get his grace.
先知们需要,
but the prophets did, because they came from the earth. So they got to look at God and say, Jehovah God,
求你,
plead with you in the name of the Lord. I speak to them. And the word of Jehovah God is in my lips. The word of Jehovah says this. Jesus need not say that. When Jesus spoke to the disciples, he did not say that.
不是啊,他就我说,
he just said, I say this.
因为他就是降生的耶和华,
because he is Jehovah among us.
道成肉身, 第二个位格, 三位一体的第二个位格,
he is the second person of God.
天上来的话,
he came from God.
他的话有天上来的本质,
and his word has the essence of heaven.
第二样,
secondly,
耶稣的话有神性的本质,
the word of God is divine in nature.
耶稣的话,
the word of Jesus is divine in nature.
神性的本质,
it's a divinity.
话语中间的超时间性,
so his word is beyond time.
从来没有人有的,
and his word is not something that everybody else can say.
话语中间的超空间性,
his word is beyond space.
从来人的口都不可以讲出来的,
no human being can say the same thing.
我与你们同在,
I'm with you to all eternity.
直到世界的末了,
till the end of the world.
谁敢讲这话?
Who dare say that?
毛泽东敢不敢?
Mao Zedong say that.
我死了就与你同在,
after I die, I'll be with you until the end of the world.
不可能的,
it's impossible.
不可以的,
not possible.
不会发,
you cannot do this.
因为他们的话是人的话,
because their words are men, words of men.
只耶稣的话是神的话,
but the word of Jesus is the word of God.
话语中间的超时间性, 超空间性, 都是神的记号,
so his word transcend time and space, and these are mark of God.
第三样,
thirdly,
耶稣的话是生命性的话,
the words of Jesus has life.
因为他是生命之主,
because he is the Lord of life.
所以他以生命的主的身份讲生命的话,
so as the Lord of life, he speaks of the word of life.
我们可以用这些的不同的层次来描写这些话语的等会品质,
we can use all this to understand the nature of his words.
道德的话,
the words of ethics,
伦理的话,
the words of morality,
政治性的话,
the words of politics,
科学性的话,
the scientific words,
生活需要的话,
the words that we use in life,
爱情的话,
the words we use in love.
耶稣说是整个生命总枢纽的话,
but Jesus, the words of Jesus is the entirety of life.
所以他的话里面有活命的源头,
so it is the source of life.
听见他的道的人就领受生命,
those who listen to his word receive life.
耶稣说你们也去吧,
Jesus said, are you going to leave me?
彼得说什么呢?
What did Peter say?
主啊, 你有永生之道,
Lord, you have the eternal word of life. To whom shall we go?
有很多人看不起彼得,
many people look down on Peter.
我个人发现彼得在最重要的关头常常讲出令人莫名其妙伟大的话出来,
but I believe that Peter at very crucial moments spoke of great things.
当耶稣问他你说我是谁的时候,
when Jesus asked him, whom do you say I am?
没有人比他更简洁, 更扼要的把最重点讲出来，你是基督，永生上帝的子。
Nobody spoke with such precision as Peter did. You are Christ, Son of the ever living God.
当耶稣说你们也去吧,
when Jesus asked the disciples, are you going to leave me?
可以吧,你们也去吧,
or please leave me.
彼得回答说你有永生之道,
the apostle Peter said, you have the eternal word of life, to whom shall I go?
彼得已经看出基督的话与所有不同的地方，它是生命之源，是永恒的生命之源。
So Peter already see that Jesus' words is different. It is a source of life.
孔子的话是道德之言。
Well, Confucius spoke of morality.
除了讲君臣、父子、兄弟、夫妻、朋友之外，没有什么可以讲。
He talked all about relationship of human being at different levels.
耶稣的话不是。
But the words of Jesus is different.
永生之道,
it is the source of life.
永恒之言,
the eternal word of God.
是彼得发现了这件事情,
and Peter understood this.
耶稣在约翰六章六十三节已经点出来了,
and he said that in Gospel of John 6:63.
耶稣点出来了,
and Jesus pointed it out.
对你们所讲的话,
the words that have spoken to you,
就是灵, 就是生命,
is life, is the spirit.
请你注意这句话,
please remember this.
这是历史人间从来没有人讲过的一句话,
this is something that has never been spoken by any man in history.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
你们要接受我,
you have to receive me.
你们吃我的肉,
eat of my flesh,
你们喝我的血,
drink of my blood.
因为他是道成肉身的意思,
because he is word incarnation.
吃耶稣的肉, 就表示领受基督的道,
so eat of his flesh means that we receive his word.
喝耶稣的血就是领受基督的救赎,
to receive, drink of his blood is to receive his
salvation,
and in so doing you have life.
一个领受基督的道的人,
so a person who receives his word is a person who receives eternal life,
道永生之道,
because his word is the word of eternal life.
领受基督宝血的人,
but those who receive of his blood,
领受的圣灵救恩在他身上的运行,
receive the moving of the Holy Spirit in his life.
因为灵, 因为基督的宝血, 因为道, 你就得到新的生命了。
You have new life because of the blood of Jesus, because of His word. Thanks be to God.
6章63节，耶稣归纳出一个原理出来了。
So in chapter 6 verse 63, God, Jesus gave us a principle.
叫人活着乃是灵。
The things that made us live is the spirit.
肉体是无益的。
The flesh counts for nothing.
我对你们所讲的话就是生命。
The word I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life.
从来没有人这样的。
No other person can say this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣的叫人活的是灵。
Jesus said the spirit gives life.
耶稣的肉体是无益的。
The flesh counts for nothing.
这句话的意思不是说身体没有用，你不要乱解释。
When Jesus said this, it doesn't mean that the physical body means nothing.
这句话是说身体不能叫人活，是灵使身体活。
The verse means that it is the spirit that gives life, not the flesh.
当这灵离开身体，身体自己不能活。
When the spirit leaves the body, the physical body cannot live.
真正的灵不是我们被造的灵。
And the true spirit is not our created spirit.
圣灵重生我们，我们才有永活。
It's the Holy Spirit that regenerates us to live forever.
耶稣说，我对你们所讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said, the words I've spoken to you are spirit and life.
上帝的道是圣经，是上帝所默示的。
The scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. What does this mean in the original Hebrew?
The Bible is God breathed.
圣经是上帝的默示。圣经是上帝呼气出来的。 It is the breath of God.
这呼气什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是把他的灵气默示出来的意思。
That is the breath of God itself inspired the writers.
可能不可能讲话不用气的呢?
Is it possible for you to speak without a breath?
你说我一面讲一面气的办事是对的。
It's possible to keep being angry and speaking.
因为你一边气一边讲，用气用的来不及你更气了。
And you get angry and angrier sometimes when you speak.
一个人讲话的时候,
but when a person speaks,
讲,
and he speaks,
用气把话讲出来,
his words came out from his breath.
你说你把这水用这个瓶子带到这里来,
for example, you say you bring the bottle from there to
你,
here.
你用一架飞机把美国总统带到新加坡来,
or you use an aeroplane to fetch the American president here.
我告诉你，我是用气。 把我的话带到你耳朵中来,
but I'm using my breath to spread the word to your ears.
讲话是用气,
so words came about from the breath.
神讲的话用什么气呢?
What kind of breath did God use?
用圣灵,
it used the Holy Spirit.
讲话的是圣父,
so the Holy Father spoke.
气的默示是圣灵,
God the Spirit inspired.
讲出来的道是圣父,
and the word came from God the Son.
神用灵启示自己, 就是圣父圣子, 圣灵把真理带到人间，你明白吗？
And God used the Spirit to inspire us, that God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit brings the word to us.
气讲话,
and He used the breath.
气这个字呢, 马来文, 印尼文叫做Nafas,
and in the Malay language it's called Nafas.
是从阿拉伯文转过来,
it's a translation from Arabic.
因为阿拉伯的回教影响了马来西亚跟印尼,
because there's an influence from the Arabians.
所以阿拉伯文这个气叫做Nafas,
and that's a word in Arabic.
这Nafas这个阿拉伯文是从希伯来文来的。
And that has its roots in the Hebrew language.
就有希伯来文的Nafas叫做Nafesh。
And the roots is found in the original Hebrew language.
变成Nafas，变成Nafas，就是中文的气。
And so there's a final transformation.
你不要笑啊。那么这个Nafas什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of the original word?
希伯来文就是灵的意思。
In the original meaning, it is about spirit.
神的灵,
so the Spirit of God brings out the Word of God.
耶稣说我对你们讲的话,
and Jesus said the words I've spoken to you
就是灵, 就是生命,
are spirit and they are life.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
就讲基督的话,
and so the Word of Jesus Christ brings us life.
这是耶稣的话语的第三个性质。
This is the third nature of the word of God.
第四个性质,
the fourth characteristic.
耶稣的话语有神的全能的本性在里面。
The word of Jesus had the authority of God.
所以耶稣所讲的话,
so the word spoken by Jesus
带着能力讲出来的,
carries with it the power of God.
当耶稣登山报信的话讲完以后,
after Jesus spoke from the Sermon of the Mount,
听众就做了第一次的评论。
The people gave him a criticism.
他讲话像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
He spoke like a man of authority, not like the scribes.
为什么？那文士文绉绉的讲圣经，一点能力都没有。
Why is that so? Because the scribes spoke without any power.
耶稣讲话把全能带出来了。
But when Jesus spoke, there was power.
因为荣耀、尊贵、权柄都是属于上帝。
Because all glory, honor was to be given to
him.
God is the source of authority.
基督以权柄讲话。
So Jesus spoke with authority. The words of Jesus has the mark of authority
as well.
This is the biggest difference between Jesus Christ and all other philosophers. And many a times Christians take the word of God for granted. Perhaps the verse that you are most familiar with will be the verse that you do not know. Maybe you know the verse very well, but you do not really understand the meaning. I'm very frightened. That after I preach, I myself will not know what I'm talking about. So every single verse, I have to keep thinking about it. You say, Reverend Tong, after two sessions, you are still on verse 1. Don't laugh about it. Some people say you're very long-winded. Is it a bit too long? But I'm sure when I reach heaven, I will know that there are many more things I did not understand. The gravity of the Word of God.
神的话的丰富,
the abundance of the Word of God. It is way beyond our 1.5 kilograms.
虽然如此,
although this is the case,
到教会听几十年,
many of us have been in church for decades without listening to the Word of God.
你做怎么样的基督徒?
What kind of Christians are you?
你的传道牧师做怎么样的传道?
What kind of preacher do you have?
我们需要悔改,
we need to repent.
我们需要复兴,
we need revival.
我们有神在一次,
once again, we want the strength of life from God.
全能的话,
the powerful word of
God.
He spoke like a man of authority. Not like the scribes. This is the fourth characteristic of the word of God.
第五个本质,
the fifth characteristic. There is a sense of revolution in the word of Jesus. There is the principle of revolution. When I talk about Christology, the first thing I want to proclaim, listen to this carefully. The thought of Jesus is not the result of a thinking process. Whereas the thought of Jesus is the result of the source of thinking itself. When a person thinks about the truth, he gives you his conclusion. But Jesus was not like that. Jesus is the expression of the source of truth itself. So Jesus does not say that I'm thinking about the truth. I seek after the truth. He tells you that he is the truth. The word spoken by Christ is not the product of a thinking process that has been created.
The word of Christ is not the product of human thinking process.
耶稣基督的话语不是人想象的成果,
because reasoning is a product of God's creation.
因为我们思想的功能是上帝所创造的,
Creator and his revelation is not a product of human reason.
创造者跟他的启示不是我们思想的成果.
你把这个真理这个思想纠正过来的时候,
so when you understand and you correct this understanding,
你觉得所有自修界的话跟基督徒不能相比的,
then straight away you understand that all philosophies are different from Jesus Christ.
圣经说,
so the Bible says,
就在这末世,
in this last day,
借助他的不生子小义物,
by his son, he spoke to us.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
不是他那一个儿子跑来讲话,
not that his son come and tell us something.
不是众子之中一个跑出来,
not one of the many sons.
但是那一个独生子,
but by his only son.
That only begotten son.
唯一的独生子,
这里是用单数的,
it's a singular word.
是有关系那个儿子,
it's about this one son.
借助他的这个儿子, 他自己的儿子,
and by his own son, he spoke to us about the truth. It's a revolutionary characteristic. There is words of revolution in his words. And so he brought about the greatest revolutions in the history of man. Within religion itself,
God's
Many people use the strength to protect us.
The strength of God is proven through His protection to our safety.
神的能力是以着我们的保护来作为支持。
If God can assure my safety,
如果上帝能够保证我的安全,
I can believe that He is powerful.
我就能够相信他是全能的上帝。
If God can protect me from all kinds of dangers,
如果上帝能够保护我免受任何的灾难,
I believe He is Almighty God.
我就能够相信他是全能的上帝。
The revolutionary saying of Jesus Christ is just very different.
但是耶稣革命性的宣告是完全不一样的。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
you must not be afraid of those who can kill your body.
你不要害怕那些能够伤害你肉体的人。
Only be afraid to those who can kill your soul.
你要害怕那些能够伤害你灵魂的人。
讲旧约里面神的保护，保护人的身体，这种权柄的这个观念革命过来了以后呢?
So there's a revolutionary change in this concept.
新约的基督徒一个一个死也不离开对神的中心。
The New Testament Christians died one by one, but they were still faithful to God.
我给我的学生一个功课做。
I gave my students a homework.
请他们从四边找出所有基督革命性的话语。
To look for revolutionary saying by Jesus Christ in the Gospels.
你才发现耶稣的话在历史上的那个作用大到一个什么地步。
When you do that, then you realize the influence of the word of Jesus in history.
什么叫做神学?
What does theology mean?
神学就是学神。
Theology means that we learn about God.
什么叫做神学?
What does theology mean?
就是对神的知识。
It means the knowledge of God.
什么知识?
What kind of knowledge?
怎么认识神?
How to know God?
透过基督认识神。
And then we know Him through Jesus Christ.
基督话里面。
The word of Jesus Christ.
革命性的能力在里面。
Has the power of revolution.
多得不得了。
There are many, many incidents.
耶稣的四福音里面至少讲了100多个挑战性的问话。
Within the gospel, there are at least 100 over challenges by Jesus Christ.
超过苏格拉底所问的所有的话。
Much more than Socrates.
从来没有人像耶稣这样教导他的。
Nobody taught like Jesus Christ.
他以发问更正思想。
He used questioning to change our mindset.
他以发问肯定真理。
He questioned us to affirm the truth.
耶稣所发的问题一部分是绝对没有办法回答的。
So some questions by Jesus Christ cannot be answered.
因为他以真理的本性把那革命性的观念带出来。
Because he is truth himself, he brings to us revolutionary ideas.
第六样。
Six.
耶稣的话是绝对性的话。
The words of Jesus are absolute in nature.
所以他以神的身份绝对者的口气来讲话。
He spoke as the absolute person.
有一次耶稣突然面对一个病人说，你的罪赦免了。
Once Jesus suddenly spoke to a sick person, your sin has been forgiven.
旁边他的仇敌就大发脾气。
And all his enemies were furious.
这个人是谁？竟敢赦免人的罪？
Who is this person that he can forgive sins?
赦罪不是只有神才有的权利。
Isn't this authority from God?
怎么有一个人对别人说你的罪赦免了？
How can it be that a person tell another person that their sins have been forgiven? Who's this guy?
他把自己当作谁？
Who do you think he is?
耶稣知道他们这个议论。
And Jesus knew that they were discussing among themselves. And he said, are you questioning me in your heart?
耶稣就用一句很重要的话讲出来。
And Jesus spoke.
请问，对一个人说，你的罪赦免了，更容易呢？
Is it easier to say your sins have been forgiven?
或者对一个人说呢，你的病好了，更容易呢？
Or is it easier to say that you are now healed?
看不见不能证明的话，容易讲的。
Those that you cannot be proved is easy to say.
昨天上帝对我说话。
Yesterday God spoke to me.
信不信由你。
Whether you believe or not is your another business.
不必证明的。
Because he does not have to
prove. 因为是昨天嘛，你又不在那边。
It's yesterday, you're not there.
是他房间里面，你又不是他太太。
In his room.
所以你怎么知道有这话？
So you will not know.
但如果他说呢，等下晚上深一点会下雪。
If he says that at 11 o'clock, it will snow.
因为就马上可以证明他对不对了。
Then you can prove whether he's
right or wrong. 昨天上帝对我说话，你就可以讲。
It's easy to say yesterday is God spoke to me.
讲错讲对没有人管的。
Nobody will know whether it's true or not.
等下深一点下雪了。
But if you say it will snow at 11 o'clock,
不容易讲。
It's difficult.
因为讲出来错了就糟糕了。
Because you made a mistake.
再过几天是不是哈比比做总统？
A few days later, maybe Habibi will not be the president.
这个不容易讲的。
It's something difficult to say.
讲错了人家不听你的话。
Because people laugh at you.
所以耶稣就问他们。
And so Jesus asked them.
用相对跟绝对的来。
And make a comparison between the absolute and relative.
你的罪赦免了。
Is it easier to say your sins have been forgiven?
你的病好了。
Or that you have been healed?
哪一个容易？
Which one is easier?
当然不能证明的容易嘛。
Of course, that cannot, which cannot be proven is easier to say that your sins have been forgiven. And you just laugh.
很像赦免的嘛。
It looks like it.
因为他笑了。
Because he's smiling.
你的病好了。
But you say you're healed.
还是确实这么好。
But if you're still limping, how can that be?
当他们说为什么他敢赦罪的时候
，So when they ask him why he dare to forgive sins，
耶稣怎么讲的
？What did Jesus say？
为了叫你们知道 人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
So that you will know that the Son of God has the authority to forgive sin.
他就吩咐那个病人说起来。
He asked the sick person,
拿你的褥子走吧。
Get up, roll up your mat and walk.
那个本来不能动的人,
and the person originally could not move. He stood up,
拿褥子走了,
took out his mat.
你今天活得这么大这么胖, 拿褥子走都没有力。
Some of us can don't even have the strength to do that.
那个病人不能站立的人, 就拿起褥子走了面前走。
But the sick person who could not stand before just took out his mat and left.
为什么呢?
Why is this so?
因为基督的话是有绝对性在里面。
Because the word of God has the essence of absolute.
可以赦免罪。
He can forgive sins.
只有审判人的人才可以赦免人。
Only a person who judges can forgive.
只有定人罪的权柄的人才能够赦免人。
Only a person who has the authority to judge can forgive. Lastly,
耶稣的话是永恒的话语。
The word of Jesus is eternal.
这是没有一个先知喊的可以相比的。
Not a single prophet can compare with him in this way.
耶稣说什么呢?
What did Jesus say?
耶稣在马太第五章说什么?
In Matthew chapter 5,
天地会去, 律法一点一滴也不会去。
Heaven and earth may pass away, but the law of God will never disappear.
因为律法是神的话语。
Because the word is the word of God.
先知传讲的也是神的话语。
The prophets preach the word of God.
所以先知传讲的神的话语那个部分是永远不能被拒绝。
And the word of God that has been preached will never disappear.
但先知有时跟神计较。
But sometimes the prophets bargain with God.
有时抵挡神的旨意。
Sometimes they go against the will of God.
这些都是人的反应中间错误的话语。
Some of these words are wrong.
这些话 不是永恒的话,
and these words are not eternal.
神透过先知讲的话是永恒的话,
only words spoken by God through the prophets is God, word of God.
但是,
however,
耶稣在马太福音24章35节讲一句话的时候,
when Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 24, verse 25,
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
天地都要归去,
heaven and earth will disappear.
我的话学不会去,
but the word of God, my words will not disappear.
谁可以这样?
Who can say that?
谁有资格讲?
Who has the authority to say that?
谁的话比天地更长远?
Whose word will last beyond heaven and earth?
只有神的话。
Only the word of God.
所以基督在那句话里面告诉我们，他有永恒性的话语。
So within those words, Jesus proclaimed that His word is eternal.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为这样,
and because of that,
我们了解到神启示在基督里面的成全性。
We understand the completeness of the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. So this Bible is completed. How do we know that? Some people say that God does not change, so He continued to speak to us. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, so He will continue speaking to us. I felt curious about this. Those who dare to use a verse like that
are
always use this in the area of healing. You can do that. I do believe God continue to heal us.
请问这些人为什么不敢站在坟墓面前对死人说出来?
Now let me ask you why these people will not stand in front of a graveyard and say, come out. But you say Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. Because it's easier to heal someone, difficult to resurrect someone. So you only recognize this Jesus that will never change that suits you. And this is the using of the Bible. And this is the people in assembly. They say that God's word has power. Like a double-edged sword. He can separate soul and spirit.
不及不吹,
and move into your marrows. And for decades they preach about how the soul and spirit are separated. And I was having a debate with five of these people. I gave them a challenge. I asked them, why do you have a halfway interpretation?
你说,
they You say that the word of God has power.
You
can separate spirit and soul.
下一半怎么讲?
What about the second part?
But
the marrow and the bone also
separated. Which
one of you has a separation of the marrow when you listen to the word? Everything
separated. And
so you only talk about things that is easier to prove.
讲圣经也讲的另外一句话,
you dare not push your argument further.
And
so this is not real.
哎呦,我的话太厉害了,
and this is a very harsh word to
use. And
those people are very angry.
我不管,
I will not worry
about it.
I want them to return to the principle of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
所有人的话都会结束,
all human words has finite ending. But the words of Christ is eternal.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
古时借着先知讲话,
in the past, God spoke through the
prophet. And
in the last day, He spoke to us through the Son. And the Son is beyond all
prophets.
The word of Jesus is beyond all of Old Testament.
旧约是为了要来的耶稣预备的。
The Old Testament was prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament is like a shadow of the object in Jesus. Before I come, a student said, Reverend Tong is coming.
And
another person said, how will you know?
They
say, his shadow is coming. His shadow is coming. 2 seconds later,
they
said, oh, you're right, he's here. Because the shadow has a certain characteristic of the way I move. But I really exist. And he said, you are right. What did he say? He looked at the shadow. But the shadow is not me. I'm not the shadow. The shadow belongs to me. But I do not belong to the shadow. So when the shadow comes about, from there you know that the person is coming. So when the prophet spoke, God prepared them to talk about Jesus Christ. The shadow of Jesus is to be found in the Old Testament. But when Jesus became God incarnated, the Son of God Himself came. He came to accomplish His
task.
So Jesus said, when you listen to the words of the ancient
Jesus,
but let me tell you this, He is the accomplisher. He is the ending person. He is the greatest. He is the Word of God coming among us. Thanks be to God. Now we have finished 1.5 verse. Let us read this 1.5 verse and memorize it. Hebrews chapter 1,
verse
1 and the first half of the second verse.
And
let us read it together.
借着众先知多次多方的小义列举就在这末时借着他儿子小义我们再一次上帝借着古时借着众先知多次多方的小义列举就在这末时借着他儿子小义我们试试看把它背起来好不好大家看这里不要偷看一二三上帝 古时借着先知多方多次的小义列举就在这末世借着他的儿子小义我们还没有讲完就我们的是指谁
Who is this us?
好我们下个礼拜要继续讲下去
And next week we will carry on from there
我问你们你们更爱圣经了吗
Do you love the Bible even more?
你更爱希伯来书了吗?
Do you love the book of Hebrew even more?
你说为什么唐牧师一读就读出一大堆，我读来读去就是几个字。
You say how is it that the Reverend Tong can have so much theory from these few verses?
我是很想发展一种名词，叫做有机神学。
I feel like having a new word called a dynamic theology.
我们有圣经神学。
You have a biblical theology, historical theology.
我们有系统神学。
Systematic theology.
我盼望发展 organic theology.
Organic theology.
有机神学。
Something that's alive.
真的，上帝的话。
just for the word of God, like a cell, it will join each other. So that when we read it, we can see a dynamic organism way beyond all other philosophies. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.